Welcome to a podcast with the most interesting stories surrounding Humboldt County fast. Check HumboldtLastWeek.com for episodes, local news before episodes are released, and Hum Along Alternative Rock Radio. Again, that's at HumboldtLastWeek.com. This programming has the intent of informing and vibing with a kind community, and these partnerships keep the lights on. Bongo Boy Studio, world-class audio engineers with a client list including Sarah Bareilles. Check BongoBoyStudio.com. North Coast Co-op, it's community-owned with quality groceries in Arcata and Eureka. Search North Coast Co-op. Bell Star Clothing in Old Town Eureka, open every day with spring and summer styles arriving weekly. Online shopping too, search Bell Star Eureka. Beck's Bakery, delicious local organic baked goods at the Farmer's Market in Arcata and online orders at becksbakery.com. Photography by Shy, helping you look amazing in portraits in Humboldt County, link at HumboldtLastWeek.com. And the North Coast Journal, local news in print and online at NorthCoastJournal.com. Springtime and the living is easy. I hope it's easy for you. My name is Miles. This is Humboldt Last Week, broadcasting to you from the place where cops chase reckless criminals in the city while adventurers chase the redwoods and ocean views. Let's hop into the most interesting stories around Humboldt County fast. This is episode 316. It's dated April 12th, 2024. A local investigators ran a press release shaming a Eureka gym owner for allegedly selling testosterone or steroids. Did you see this? Officers said this guy admitted to selling testosterone that he got in the mail from China. A commenter claiming to know this buff individual claimed the pills pictured in his press release were completely legal and other items were either empty or unused, and the gym owner actually did not admit to selling anything. By the way, in the U.S., testosterone and steroid use is restricted without a prescription due to potential abuse and health risks. That's why it's not allowed. While some people in the community wondered why this man was given the same mugshot treatment as alleged dealers of hard drugs in our community, others pointed to ironies related to alleged steroid use juxtaposed with social media posts containing a holier-than-thou vibe. Anyway, you could read more via Redheaded Black Belt. A county judge ruled that Arcata voters lack the authority to fly an Earth flag above the U.S. flag. This local judge noted that state law requires the U.S. flag up top. This Earth flag measure passed a couple of years ago in Arcata, known as Measure M, had Arcata voters prioritizing a healthy Earth above all. This was narrowly passed, I think it was pretty close to 50%, and those behind Measure M are hinting at an appeal. Arcata officials may decide on how to proceed on this in a closed session. You could read more via the North Coast Journal. So a viral video at a local beach caught a tense encounter involving a leashed cat, yes, a leashed cat, and an unleashed dog. The dog and cat don't get along, surprise, surprise. The owners then butt heads, and as you'd expect, this has over 10 million views on TikTok. I think that gets the algorithms going with the commenters. The video prompted leash etiquette debates. You could read more via Redheaded Black Belt. You can never know what situation is waiting for your animals in public spaces, but it is not hard to leash your dog. Awareness and respect are the key words here. A woman suffered severe injuries following an alleged pit bull mating dispute. So in Eureka, this woman was trapped and attacked by this dog. As police officers were called in, they had to use pepper spray to allow her escape. She'd reportedly been attacked by her own pit bull for trying to prevent it from mating with another one of her dogs. This allegedly vicious dog was taken by the county. You could read more via Redheaded Black Belt. Officers released footage after killing a Eureka hostage taker who'd sliced two kids' necks with a knife. This is back in January. 43-year-old Daniel Martinez allegedly barricaded himself with four hostages while threatening their lives in a house near Eureka's Coca-Cola bottling facility. That whole place was closed down while this was happening. Martinez was a family member of those involved, including children as young as four. He was shot and killed while refusing to surrender with a serrated bread knife. After hours of grueling negotiation, that video is linked via Redheaded Black Belt. Gas prices are high across the nation, and especially in Humboldt County, gas prices higher than local rappers. Gas Buddy says, statewide, we can attribute this to international tensions, refinery maintenance, higher demand, and California's emission standards. Humboldt County gas prices have typically been much higher than the state average due to our remoteness and distance from a refinery in the San Francisco Bay Area. You can read more via the Times Standard. This is a bummer. A memorial bench was mysteriously taken from the Trinidad State Beach area. The unpermitted bench with a woodworked heart honored Hunter Lewis. It allowed a nice ocean view before its removal, the bench did. Hunter was a 21-year-old who died in 2021 after a treasure hunt that sent him off the coast near Trinidad. His father thinks this bench thief is a grave robber. It's their only memorial to Hunter right now. Officials say they knew the bench was unpermitted, but they did not remove it, so somebody else took it. Hunter's tragic death drew national attention. You could read more via the Times Standard. A child care center director resigned after failing to promptly report alleged child abuse. At a Eureka, a former aide at Winslow Children's Center was accused of slamming a child into a wall. The resigning director of the facility allegedly failed to report that right away and allowed that employee to come back to work the next day. The employee no longer works for Eureka City Schools, and the staff at Winslow now has to undergo training as part of the state's correction plan. That's via Loco. Coastal erosion is also impacting the Samoa Peninsula. So south of Manila and Samoa, a big chunk of that parking lot at Bay Street on the Samoa Peninsula, known as the T, partially collapsed down the cliff there. Oh, I don't know if you saw those photos. They were pretty dramatic, almost as dramatic as coastal erosion impacting the Fleener Creek area near Ferndale. But anyway, experts say this crumbling could be partially attributed to a relentless winter. That's via Loco if you want to read more. Activision is a big video game company, and their new map for Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 takes players to a marijuana grow right here in Humboldt County. So set in a grow house facility, this downloadable map setting for intense video game gun battles includes redwoods, fog, the hills, indoor cannabis plants, sheds, a water tank, rundown vehicles, and a white grow dozer at this grow house. You can read more via Activision. That's linked also at HumboldtLastWeek.com/TLDR. Well, this is cool. Cal Poly Humboldt soccer export Rhea Chan earned a spot on the Philippines national soccer team. That is a big deal. She's a dual citizen. Rhea Chan reportedly impressed coaches during a 10-day tryout. A defender, Rhea was a lumberjack standout in recent years, and she majored in early childhood development and speech pathology at Cal Poly Humboldt. You can read more via the Times Standard. The Leonardo DiCaprio project that filmed here is scheduled to be released in August of next year. We're going to have to wait a while. You could read more via Redheaded Black Belt. Sean Penn, Regina Hall, and Alana Haim are also reportedly tied to this project, helmed by artsy director Paul Thomas Anderson. The Warner Brothers effort, which is rumored to be a modernized version of Vineland, shot locally for 11 days as folks that have worked on Transformers and Marvel movies praised our local beauty. Stockton and Sacramento were additional shooting locations for that film, but Stockton and Sacramento not as good shooting locations for that film. The bucket list attraction of Redwood National and State Parks was noted in USA Today. Towering ancient trees, a majestic coast. USA Today knows that we have the goods. We are surrounded by an otherworldly experience that many people around the world dream of visiting. Let's not forget that. And a local poll honored No Brand Burger Stand as having the most votes for Humboldt County's best burger. Stars and Tony's came in second and third, respectively. That poll, courtesy of Loco. And editorially, I would say that poll is correct. Good burgers at No Brand. All right, what's going on out there? Arcata Farmers Market starting to close the plaza from traffic next week. Chuck D at Cal Poly Humboldt later on this month doing some hip-hop and a lecture. Pop Punk by Crooked Teeth in Arcata in early May. That should be a cool show. You can see more events via the Loco Lowdown and North Coast Journal calendar. Yeah, and please do reach out with local news. And hey, Humboldt, let's keep looking out for each other. Let's be mindful about social media brain deterioration. Let's support local business. And please don't forget HumboldtLastWeek.com for everyday news before episodes come out. And Rock Radio's there too. HumAlt.com. It's Hum Along Alternative.
And these partnerships keep the lights on.
Bongo Boy Studio, world-class audio engineers with a client list including Sarah Bareilles. Check BongoBoyStudio.com. North Coast Co-op, it's community-owned with quality groceries in Arcata and Eureka. Search North Coast Co-op. Bell Star Clothing in Old Town Eureka, open every day with spring and summer styles arriving weekly. Online shopping too, search Bell Star Eureka. Beck's Bakery, delicious local organic baked goods at the Farmer's Market in Arcata and online orders at BecksBakery.com. Photography by Shy, helping you look amazing in portraits in Humboldt County, link at HumboldtLastWeek.com. And the North Coast Journal, local news in print and online at NorthCoastJournal.com.